joined by Donegal senior ladies team manager James Daly. You've hardly had time yet, James, to draw a breath, to get your head around that. There's probably only one time to lead the match. That's when the referee blows his full-time whistle. An epic all the way to extra time. Your ladies have survived by 2 points.
I don't see us survived. Okay, I think we stayed in senior football, yes, but what a performance by these bunch of girls today. We've been disappointed maybe the last couple of performances in the lead up to this, but we talked about it, we worked on what we needed to do better. Every one of those girls, every girls who come off the bench, everybody contributed to that team there today, and like, we're so proud of those girls today. It's a brilliant win for Donegal senior ladies. Brilliant win. We're going to be in senior football next year, playing in Division 1. That's a top Division 1 team we beat today, and there's no reason we can't go on and do better next year.
It was always going to be a game of two halves. The wind was very, very strong. Waterford had that in the first half, won 6-2 points, 7 points down. What was the feeling at halftime?
No, we knew exactly. We went into halftime thinking we're 6-7 points. We thought it was a 6-7 point wind. We decided to go against the breeze. We've done this in the past, done it in the league final against Cavan. We went against the breeze. We set up our stall. We frustrated them. They got a squeaky goal. Okay, but we knew coming out of half time was only 7 points in it, and we knew it was in us. Okay, we were going to get chances. We had chances, and we didn't maybe take them in the first half. But with the win, we knew we were going to take them. We were just very, very happy.
It still took you to maybe the last 15 minutes of the second half to come back into it. Your two substitutes, Ava Gallagher, she came on and kicked 4 points. Cosh Gillespie came on and kicked 2. That dragged you right back in the second half. And then in the moment, the big moment in the second half, the penalty, and Suzanne White took the responsibility and scored.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, Ava Gallagher's come off the bench for us several times this year and started, and has been a big, big player. Cosh Gillespie, we knew Cosh was going to give us, okay. She comes in, she gives legs through the middle. She was very, very, very good. Okay, and got on the end of a couple of balls, and that's what Cosh Gillespie gives you. Sue White, I didn't expect anything different from Sue White. Come with the hour, come with the player. Okay, Sue's a big, big player. We just got to ever be playing at that level all the time. Okay, and this team has got sky's the limit.
Extra time then, 1-8 apiece. You led briefly at the end of the second half. They equalised. Extra time then, and they got 3 killer scores right at the death of the first period of extra time. Got a 2-pointer and a single, so it left you 3 down with 10 to play.
Yeah, and I go back to what we talked about at halftime in the main game. Halftime and extra time, we thought we were fine with 3 points. And like, our girls were, the one thing we had to do was patient again. With a strong win like that, if you start just lobbing the ball in, and that's not going to work. We played football, played through the lines. We got the girls on the end of the play. And then, of course, you know, Roisin gets that big goal.
You brought her back on again. I suppose justified now. She came on, she got the goal.
Yeah, and like, Roisin was hurting, okay, at half time, or at the end of normal time. She was hurting. That's the knee she was giving bother with. And we took her off basically to give her 10 minutes of a break. We knew with the win in the second half, we'd need her drive and her momentum, and got in the end of it and got the goal.
Overall, you must be pleased. I mean, even when it looked like it was maybe slipping away or it was going, they never threw in the towel. They kept at it. And in the end, you'd probably say they got the just rewards.
No, I'll be honest. I thought we were the better team. In the first half against the win, we're the ones who had the...
But you were 7 down maybe and struggling to get scores.
Yeah, we were. Okay, but we were 7. But we knew what was in this team. The ability... And girls, the strength that comes off this bench is Eva Gallagher, Mia Bennett, Ava Walsh. Girls you got there who we know can take scores. So we knew our thought process was we're going against the wind in the first half. In the second half, we're going to make switches. We make them the forward line. Eva Gallagher come on, as you said, and kicks 4 great scores for us. And she took an awful bad hit in the head here and still got up and kicked the one after that. So look, we were struggling, yes. Okay, this is a team that has struggled all year to score. But I think we came of our own today, and there's a lot in this team yet.
And finally, James, what does it mean, I suppose? You know, the loser was going to have another chance, but you were nearer the trapdoor. But what does it mean right now for yourselves, the Donegal ladies, to know that they'll play Division 1 next year, but also play senior championship?
It means a lot, and to beat a top Division 1 team today, you know, when all that's on the line, it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to the girls. And we were very, very proud, okay, that the fact that, you know, we put Waterford to the sword today, and nobody gave us a chance to come into this game today, no matter who you talked about. And big Waterford people had us writ off a long time ago. But the thing is, we knew what was in this team, and we knew if we got the performance, we would get the result, okay, and we got that today.
James, thank you for talking to Highland Radio.
Thank you very much.